This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out this Thursday morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, and our phone lines are open if you've got a question. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Also, as mentioned, we are joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. CJ and Malia, you know what my favorite TV show is?
What's that?
The Simpsons.
Yes. I know. Okay, I thought you changed it or something.
No. And one of my favorite scenes on The Simpsons is when Homer backs up traffic because it's new billboard day, because he's got to stop and look at all the new billboards. Today is one of my favorite days at KlossFinancial.com. Do you know why today is one of my favorite days at KlossFinancial?
Did our pictures go up?
Yes! Yes, oh, I good. Love seeing your updated holiday photos, and check that out at KlossFinancial.com. Great to have both of you along with us this week. I mentioned the website too. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, you can check out the really cool slideshow they've got up there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email of a snapshot of what's been going on recently in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast that up at KlossFinancial.com. We've got an interesting conversation this week. Very timely. I think a lot of people are starting to ask questions. Should I be looking at CDs? What do we need to know about them? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia as we talk this morning. Another great thing that goes on in the program is the weekly Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Got a chance to win a $25 gift card this week to IHOP. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, both the question and answer come up during our conversation, so pay close attention for your chance to win that $25 gift card to IHOP. And before we get to this week's conversation about CDs, let's take a look back at last week's show and talk about the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yes, so I know our listeners are hoping that the question of the day this week is going to be what is Sean's favorite TV show, but that is not going to be the question, so you'll have to listen to our show today. So last week we had a great discussion about required minimum distributions, amongst other things, and so the question actually was, at what age must you begin RMDs from your retirement accounts? Is it age 62 or age 72? A lot of callers called in last week to answer that question, but only one won, and that was Dawn of Belleville, Wisconsin. She correctly answered age 7. And listen to today's question carefully.
Listen very closely to the program. A lot of great information, as well as a chance to win that $25 gift card to IHOP. As we've been talking, and I think a lot of folks have taken notice, interest rates going up, inflation, a lot of people are starting to say, you know what? What about CDs? Is this a place, CJ, where folks should be sheltering money for retirement, or what do we need to know there?
Yeah, possibly. So, I mean, goodness, if you've lived more than, we'll call it, 20, 25 years, you remember what it was like in the late 70s, early 80s to have CD rates that were really high. Now, what's interesting is historically when interest rates are really high, so is inflation. And therefore, the idea of buying a high interest rate CD that's still below the rate of inflation wasn't popular in the late 70s and early 80s. Doesn't that sound familiar? So right now we have high inflation, higher than CD rates, by the way. And so the idea of locking in a CD interest rate doesn't sound very, you know, exciting because it's still below inflation. Well, this is a reminder to all of you of why typically taking on some sort of equity risk, so stock market risk, over the long term is your best bet to defend against inflation, or I should say really to beat inflation over a long period of time. However, CDs can be wonderful tools for those who are not tolerant of market risk, or even better, for those who are looking for a, call it a 6 month to 5 year place to park some money to try to keep up with inflation without taking on stock market risk. So CDs, also known as certificates of deposit, currently have interest rates among the highest rates at banks right now, with the best rates are actually 4% and above. So current rates are among the highest they've been in well over a decade. And the way this works is when the Federal Reserve raises its rate, as it has done multiple times in 2022, banks will slowly and eventually raise the rates of either their savings accounts, money market accounts, or in this case, CDs. So, gosh, what was it? At the beginning of the year, a one-year CD was at, I think, 1%. And now a one-year CD, if you go to bankrate.com and look at the CD rates there, the highest CD rate that I'm looking at right now for about a year and a half is 4.75%. Yes, I did just say that. Wow. Now, here's what's going to be wonky. If you go to your local bank, because a lot of you are going to do this now, you're going to go, really? It's that high? You're going to go to your local bank and be like, CJ was lying. My bank is giving me 2%. Well, that's what's kind of funny. It depends upon the bank that you're dealing with. So some banks or credit unions want to incentivize you to bring more money to them, which is why they raise those rates to keep up with inflation. Others don't. They've got plenty of cash to lend on, and they don't need to try to give you more interest on your deposits. So if you are looking for interest on your deposits in some sort of a bank CD or money market account, unfortunately, you might have to do a little bit of shopping around to find it. So some pros to investing in CDs. CDs are generally safe investments. Like other bank accounts, CDs have federal deposit insurance, known as FDIC insurance, for up to $250,000 for an individual or $500,000 in a joint account with two people. There's no risk of losing your money with a CD, except if you withdraw the money before the end of the term. So CDs have fixed rates and predictable returns. Once you open a CD, you lock in a rate. This lets you know exactly how much you'll earn over the term of the CD. And that term could be months or years. And so the most common terms that we see on CDs are anywhere from 3 months to 5 years. So as I mentioned before, this could be a great place to park some money for maybe a vehicle you want to purchase in 3 years, or maybe a house project you want to do in 4 years, or maybe a new roof you're going to put on the house. Great tools for known kind of defined future expenses. And then you don't have to worry about, you know, stock market volatility in the meantime. You just kind of have this predictable set of interest over the life of that term.
Great stuff this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, they'd love to help you out. They'd love to talk with you. All you got to do is give us a call right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, let's talk about some a bit more about those pros and cons when it comes to CDs.
Yeah, so CDs, again, they typically range from 3 months to 5 years. They can be great tools to just set aside some money for kind of known future expenses. And of course, typically the longer the term that you have, or the longer the period that you have your money locked up in, the higher the interest rate that they will provide. Now that's typical. For those who know, there's been this what's called inversion of the yield curve, which some of you are rolling your eyes right now because it sounds very technical. All it really means is that in a normal environment, the longer you lock up your money, the higher the interest rate, right? Because why would I want to lock up my money for a longer period of time for a lower rate of return? Well, when the yield curve inverts, it typically signals a struggling economy. That's where we're at right now. Yield curve has been inverted or somewhat flat recently. So truth be told, going out 2, 3, 4, 5 years is not going to get you much additional return in a CD. So our encouragement would be, if you're going to look at utilizing some CDs, maybe do a 6 month, a 1 year, and a year and a half. So we call this laddering CDs. And then as that 6 month CD comes due, you buy a year and a half CD, and then the next one comes due, you buy a year and a half CD. So about every 6 months, you've got a CD coming due. And this is a way for you to kind of de-risk your interest rate sensitivity over time.
Real important stuff. We'll get in a little bit more into that laddering technique. We'll also talk a little bit as well about some of the downsides too, and things to remember when you're putting money into a CD, if that's something you're considering, with the details from CJ and Malia. In the meantime, if you've been to the website, klossfinancial.com, get on over there, klossfinancial.com, and the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And the website, kloss.com. That's kloss.com. Talking CDs this morning, certificates of deposit. And CJ did a great job laying out some of the ins and outs of them, what they are. A little bit about how they work, and are there negatives though that folks should be aware of, Malia, when it comes to putting money into a CD?
There's things you should be aware of. So yes, they potentially could be negatives. And CJ's already touched upon a lot of these, but we like to emphasize certain ones. Number one is that you do lose access to your money in a CD. So we like to think of them as locked storage boxes, so to speak, for some of your money. So once you put that upfront sum into a CD, you can't add or remove any of it until the day the term ends, which is known as its maturity date. So if you break that lock early, so to speak, the entire balance and you withdraw the entire balance, there's a penalty to that. So it's not that you can't withdraw money from it, but why would you put it in there knowing you're going to get some interest and then just blow that whole thing up, so to speak? So really think about what money you'd want to put aside before you do that. So again, they have early withdrawal penalties. Sometimes it's just several months of interest, sometimes up to a year's worth of interest. So, you know, again, one thing I'll say about CDs is, as CJ mentioned, is you'll see different CD rates all over town right now. And to me, it's kind of like a game. I mean, if you want to get be part of that game and do some of that, understand that there's all these little, like, you know, asterisks and what you have to do. And once that matures, where you're going to move it, or are they just going to keep it and so forth. You just want to be aware, because that's what we kind of get into, this little moving game of, you know, what am I going to do next with that money when it matures? So keep that in mind. Also, keep having a fixed rate, knowing that that rate is going to stay the same, and you're going to be hanging on to that rate no matter what, even when savings rates start to drop or go flip side, you get stuck with lower CD yields if rates rise some more. So you're locking in the potential right there. So when can they work best for you? Well, again, as CJ mentioned, locking up savings for a near future purchase. So that might be for a future down payment on a car that you plan to buy in the next 2 to 3 years. Perhaps you're planning a big vacation and it's not going to happen for a couple of years. Again, these might be reasons that you'd put that in the storage box, so to speak. And for a lot of people, just putting savings at a distance. So it's kind of like you earmark these funds and, you know, you're putting it in a box and you can't touch it easily. And we all do this. The money that comes into our accounts from our payroll or from perhaps your pension, it just goes right into the spending bucket and you spend it. So if you are putting some money locked away into a little CD here and there, perhaps that will help you not spend all of your money on a monthly basis. And for many people, you know, really what we're talking about, I would say it's kind of a respite for mental reasons. Putting money into a CD and seeing that it's growing and there's not a lot of volatility involved with that, because you're taking that whole portion away, might just feel good right now. Because as we see the volatile market and the stock market and the bonds right now, you know, people are going, oh my goodness, you know, this doesn't feel good. Well, maybe having a little bit in CDs might kind of tame you and make things feel better. I do want to mention too that over the last, well, we've actually been on the air 11 years. Wow. And over the last 11 years, we have consistently said the CDs, our little acronym is actually Certificates of Depreciation, which, you know, what CJ mentioned is really, really accurate, is because they don't keep up for long-term investing. So while they might be a vehicle you might want to consider now, please hear us well that over time, they don't perform as well, generally speaking, as the market will. So just keep that in mind as you're tucking away those dollars.
Very important stuff to remember as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals for over a decade here on 1310 WIBA. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. They've got a great website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn about the team at Kloss Financial and how they can help you, or if you're a business as well. Again, klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. We'll wrap up our conversation about CDs. We will also do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do that with you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals for over a decade here on 1310 WIBA, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, Money in Motion. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We're talking CDs this week, and so we kind of laid out what CDs are, some of the benefits, some of the places they may work, some of the things to be aware of. What else do we need to know, CJ, when it comes to CDs and other type of money market accounts out there, those savings accounts that are available to folks?
Yeah, there's a few other things to know. I couldn't help but chuckle at the end of Malia's section there as she said certificates of depreciation. So that's kind of, you know, behind closed doors commentary. Again, CDs are actually certificates of deposit. We do believe in them. I have some of my own dollars in CDs for known short-term future expenses. They are a good, safe place to put some of your money. But I just came back from vacation in Arizona. When I was there, my little nephew was swimming in the pool with those little things around the arm that help you stay up. He's like 5 years old.
The
swimmies? Yeah. Thank you, Malia. Swimmies. And CDs are kind of like swimmies, right? It's like, hey, I want to go in the pool, but I'm not a really good swimmer. And like, what should I put on? Well, put on swimmies, right? And then the next question, they get a little bit older and the kids go, now I want to race across the pool. Well, if you want to race across the pool, you don't put on swimmies. Those things are going to slow you down, right? But if your number one goal is to have zero risk of ever drowning, then always wear swimmies. Does that make sense? So in a similar way, if your only goal is to never see a reduction of value of your portfolio, never or always put your money in CDs, always wear swimmies. But if your goal is to like actually race across the pool or maybe get to retirement sooner or grow your portfolio above and beyond inflation, you're going to eventually have to take off the swimmies. Okay, there you go. There's my stupid little analogy.
That was not on the script.
No,
I know. Malia's rolling her eyes right now.
Keeping your head above water, so to say. let's talk about some of those other type of cash accounts that you might want to consider, CJ.
So I mentioned this earlier, but another way to use CDs is to ladder them. So you can do a 6 month, 1 year, year and a half. And the way it works is that as the first 6 months comes due, the 1 year only has 6 months remaining. So you take the one that comes due and you buy a year and a half. And then 6 months later, another one comes due and you buy a year and a half. And what you're doing is you're buying at the end of the ladder every single time a CD comes due, unless, of course, you need the money. And then if you need the money, then you simply use it. So that's one way to try to have money coming due to capture higher interest rates in the future. However, for anybody who actually does this at a large professional level like our institution does, you actually know that one of your greatest risks in CDs is what's called reinvestment rate risk. And reinvestment rate risk is the unknown rate that you will be purchasing a CD at in the future. People go, what do you mean? And the answer is, what were CDs a year ago, right? And what could they be in the future? So you just don't know if when you're laddering out these CDs, if the next time you go to buy that CD, it's going to have dropped back down to a rate that's no longer attractive to you. But laddering those CDs can be a nice way to continue to buy at the end of the yield curve. Another thing would be to open up what's called a no penalty CD. That's just one that has lower interest rates, but doesn't have that early withdrawal penalty Malia was talking about. And then other accounts to be considering would be high yield money market accounts or savings accounts. As a matter of fact, again, if you go to bankrate.com, you can go to their savings section and it'll show you the banks around the country that are paying the highest money market rates or savings accounts rates. And I'm looking at that website right now and shows Capital One has a savings account at 3%. It has a CIT Bank has a money market account at 3.6%. So even if you don't want to lock up your money, you just want it to be more flexible and liquid, the rates have really jumped here, folks. And so I'd really encourage you, if you're not getting a reasonable rate and you have a fair amount of money sitting in a savings account at your local bank, really slow down and ask your local banker, hey, can you compete with this? And if not, consider using one of these other FDIC-insured bank savings or CD accounts.
Fantastic stuff this week, as always, from CJ Kloss and Leah Cuevas. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always listen back to the podcast. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's KLA. As Malia mentioned, 11 years of shows up there, and really, really interesting to listen back to some of that stuff. Again, just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. I also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes, $5 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Are certificates of deposit, CDs, covered by federal deposit insurance, FDIC guaranteed? Yes or no? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer. Win a $25 gift card to IHOP. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, that telephone number, 608-442-5637. Guys, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Kevin Clark with Making Dreams Realty comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.